A number of people who were detained at Guantanamo Bay after the war in Afghanistan have shown up on the battlefield again. The U.S. has released more than 200 Guantanamo detainees, and now Pentagon officials say at least 10 of them have been captured or killed in combat against U.S. or allied troops in Afghanistan and Pakistan. John Mintz covers Guantanamo Bay for The Washington Post, and he joins us now. John, what can you tell us about some of these former detainees? Why were they released, and where did they resurface?
One of the people released was a teenager who had been captured in Afghanistan, taken to Guantanamo Bay, was allowed to live in a special house with two other teenagers, were taught English and played sports like soccer, and they seemed to renounce violence and then were taken back to Afghanistan. Unfortunately, one of those three turned up again on the battlefield recently and was captured with other members of the Taliban. Another man has turned up in Pakistan leading a militant faction that has associated itself with Al-Qaeda. That man and that group recently kidnapped two Chinese engineers. Those Chinese engineers were held for several days until Pakistani commandos burst in. The former Guantanamo Bay detainee who was their leader is still on the lam. He's become a legendary figure in Pakistan. He's apparently a really good-looking guy with really long hair and sort of magnetic. And he talks by satellite phone to Pakistani reporters fairly frequently. And he brags about how he had tricked his interrogators. He said they couldn't even figure out what country I was from. They thought I was Afghani. Well, I'm Pakistani.
I wonder what this says about the interrogation techniques being used at Guantanamo. Is this an indication that they're ineffective?
I think the interrogation techniques at Gitmo vary. Some of the interrogators are extremely good. I've been told by people who have worked there that some of the interrogators are way over their head and are even intimidated by some of the people that they are holding there.
John, your story and others that have been published are based on anonymous sources from the Defense Department. Why would these people be talking now?
It's not the case that somebody sort of put out a press release or even reached out to me to say this. I instigated these conversations. I think this news certainly does, in part, buttress the point of view that even if it's made terrible errors in running that prison, and even if it was unfair to some of those prisoners, the United States faces some really sticky problems. It's really hard. How do you get inside the head of somebody that you've imprisoned there? It's never a sure thing whether you've gotten to the bottom of who that guy is.
John, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thanks, Michelle.
John Mintz covers the prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, for The Washington Post.